At 11:22, this is Observer Radio News. Good morning, I'm Sol De Silva. Time to get out those shades, Toronto. It's 6 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios right now. In the news today, air pollution is down in Toronto. According to a report just released by the Ministry of Environment, smog and air pollution in the city has dropped in the past decade. The ministry is crediting government environmental policies, mandating vehicle emission testing, and regulation of industrial emissions. The results of a survey conducted by the TTC show that more than 50% of riders who participated would rather have Pape Station closed for 12 days straight to wrap up its renovation project. The project started in 2009, and survey results show riders are getting fed up with the inconvenience and want to get it over with as soon as possible. Can you blame them? Toronto firefighters freed a woman trapped in a vehicle after her car rolled over on Danforth Avenue in the early hours of this morning. The car was heading westbound on Danforth Avenue near Danforth Road when she struck a pedestrian island at about 1 o'clock this morning. She's now being treated for non-life-threatening injuries in hospital. And turning now to sports, if you're still looking to purchase tickets for the Toronto Maple Leafs playoffs, well, the NHL club has confirmed that the sale set to begin today is delayed. Very few tickets were released to begin with, and it's expected that they'll sell really fast. And be on the lookout, Leafs fans. The CN Tower will be lit up in blue for Leafs playoff games. In local hockey news, the Ontario Hockey Federation Adam AA Championships wrapped up last weekend with Scarborough's Golden Hawks making it to the semifinals. Here's Observer Radio News' Sola De Silva with more on that story. Here's my recent report on that story.
This weekend, at the 2013 OHF Adam AA Championships, Scarborough once again is finding its glory days. It's here at the Scarborough Gardens Arena that Scarborough's own Westcole Golden Hawks is hosting the three-day tournament. Although the Golden Hawks played fiercely, it was London's Junior Knights that took the cup.
It's very fulfilling. Long season, and a lot of hard work, a lot of hours, and we're all nine parents, so it's a lot of our time that we put into these kids, and it's nice to see them win.
The victory for Scarborough this weekend went beyond the walls of the arena. Canada's favorite game is now back in a community that has seen a decline in hockey participation for the past few years. According to the OHF president, Chuck Evans, many families in Scarborough were feeling the high cost of playing hockey, especially at the height of the economic decline.
Already, the West Hill Hockey Association is holding tryouts for the next season. Coach John Beat is eager to go back to work with his team.
So I'm more looking forward to having the same group of kids back because, you know, you've already established, a work ethic and, they're in on my systems that I teach. So I'm looking forward to the fact that I can keep the whole team together. All of them want to stay, so I'm only making two changes,
Sola De Silva, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
Now to entertainment news. Swedish police say they found drugs and a stun gun on Justin Bieber's tour bus in Stockholm. Police acted after they smelled marijuana coming from the bus parked outside the hotel Bieber was staying. At this point, no suspects have been identified, and it's unlikely the case will be pursued any further. And that's Observer Radio News for today. Check our website at torontoobserver.ca for more news. I'm Sola De Silva. Thanks for listening, and have a good day.